Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf. The Shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Yuma 47, talking about where real strength comes from. The Gemara says how it is written in one verse in Shmuel Bet, you girded me with strength for battle, and the word for you girded me is spelled as Vatazreini, without an aleph. And it's written in another verse in Psalms, in Tehillim, you girded me with strength for battle, and the word for you girded me is spelled with Vitazreini, with an aleph. What message is alluded to by the difference in spelling? It's the following. David HaMelech said, the great King David, before the Holy One blessed is he, master of the world, you winnowed me, and you girded me with strength. The word without an aleph is the word like azara, winnow. You winnowed me. When spelled with an aleph, it's like girdle. David meant, the notes point out, that God had winnowed the drop of which he came from to make him into a person. Later, God gave him the ability to have strength, and God gave him the ability to actually have gibor, the strength to accomplish different things in life. That's the thing to remember. That's the thing to understand, to recognize, and to bring to life. When it comes to things in our life, when it comes to aspects of our life, where do we look for strength? Where do we look for help? Where do we look for our Ezra? Where do we look for our Gevura? Ezehu gibor hakovish es yitzro. The real strength comes from within, pulling from Hashem, pulling from God Himself. It doesn't come from external matters such as this person or this person. It doesn't even come from the child or the family member. Really, it comes from within, pulling from Hashem Himself. Hashem ta'azreini simcha. Hashem is the one that should give me the strength and should give me the happiness. Always look to Hashem. Always reach out to Hashem. Always talk to Hashem. Dive into Hashem and try to pull from Hashem, realizing the source of strength comes from Him. And it's okay to be upset at Hashem, to be angry at Hashem, not to turn away from Hashem, but to talk and have a conversation with Hashem. If we look at Hashem as our father, our parent, the one that gave us life, we have a conversation with parents. We get a feeling towards parents. Of course, we have feelings towards Hashem. We should realize to get the strength from Hashem, to talk to Hashem, to work it out, how we can relate to Hashem and in our own lives. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 48 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.